We present, in stereo, Peter Woodthorpe as Tony Parelli and Trevor Martin as Detective Commissioner John Kelly in Edgar Wallace's most famous play, On the Spot.
Chicago, 1929. Chicago, 1929.
Take it easy. Easy. That's it. Father.
Yes, Doctor. Will he hear me if I pray?
No, Father. You can pray as loud as you like, but he can't hear you. He'll be conscious again in a little while, but not for long.
Where have you put Sean O'Donnell? They tell me he was still alive in the casualty ward. Is that right?
Quite right, Mr. Kelly.
Where is he?
He's here. He's in the bed here.
Yeah. Sean's got his by the look of him.
Have you any idea who did this, Mr. Kelly?
Yeah, I have, Father. He's one of Mike Feeney's gang.
Gang shooting, eh? These crimes are terrible. Every week I read in the papers somebody kills somebody. But Sean O'Donnell here, I knew him. He was an altar boy at the Holy Name Cathedral.
Was he, Father? He was also Mike Feeney's lieutenant.
Where'd you find him, Mr. Kelly?
Find him, Doctor? Not me. One of my motorcycle patrols heard the shots. By the time they got to him, the killers had gone. It was on the outskirts of the city, corner of Atlantic and 95th. Queer place to bump him. I wonder if Mike Feeney put him on the spot.
Put him on the spot? How do you mean?
Or send him to his death by his own gang.
But why?
Well, sometimes it's the price they pay for peace. Gang leaders can't always control their own men, and if one of them starts shooting up a rival gang, the leader can put him on the spot. Send him to some place where the other gang can get him.
Holy Mother... A human sacrifice.
Mr. Kelly, he's moving. You won't have much time.
Oh, Sean. You know me, boy? John Kelly, chief of police?
John Kelly.
Yeah. You're old Jake, boy. Now, I've been a good friend of yours, Sean.
Good friend.
Sure, I have. Looked after your mother the first time you went to stir, didn't I? Now, you're going to tell me who did this, aren't you?
My wife. Sent for her. My wife.
Sure, I've sent for your wife. I rushed my own car for her. She's Mike Feeney's sister, isn't she?
Yeah.
But Mike Feeney never gave you a chance, Sean. He put you on the spot, didn't he? Didn't he? Now, come clean with it, kid.
No. Not Mike Feeney.
Oh, it wasn't Feeney.
Two men...
Two of the Parelli gang, wasn't it, Sean? Tony Parelli's gang got you. You're not going to God with a lie on your lips, are you, Sean? No, for God's sake, don't go out without telling the truth. Parelli's gang got you. Wasn't it Con O'Hara bumped you? Con O'Hara, wasn't it? Wasn't it? I'm waiting, Sean. You won't speak?
All right, Doctor. That's how they all are. True to the gang tradition. Dumb.
Father, he's going fast. I think it's
Requiem
time.
Maeternum dona eis domini. Et lux perpetua lucet eis. Dedecet imnos deus in Zion. Et tibi redditor votam in Jerusalem. Exaudi orationem meam. Ad te omnis caro veniet. Requiem maeternum.
Sancta Maria. Ora pro nobis, Sancta Dei Genetrix, ora pro nobis, Sancta Virgo Virgo, ora pro nobis. You like when I play the organ? You like it, little Minley?
I like it. very much, Tony.
Guno, what a pity the damn fool wasn't born an Italian like Tony Pirelli, eh? But he was educated in Rome. You wouldn't think I knew that, huh?
You know everything, Tony.
Of music? Yes, my little Chinese angel. Perhaps if I'd stayed in the orchestra at Cosmolino's, I'd have been a swell musician. Antonio Pirelli, the maestro. But I was ambitious. And now I live in Chicago, in the most beautiful apartment in the world. Is not this room just like the Doge's palace in Venice? Better, eh? And you, Minli, the most beautiful China lady. Yes, what is it?
Good morning, boss.
Do you want me, Angelo?
Yes, I've been out since early checking the real stuff.
And there are all these papers.
Come along, Minli. Another day begins. You'll come back by and by, yes.
Tony, you said you would come and sit in my room.
I said I will see you by and by.
Oh, but, Tony, you said you
would
come
and... Damn it, can't you hear me?
Yes.
So, well now, Angelo, what is it?
That train's through from Canada. But one boxcar was opened and half the booze was gone.
Yeah, but I know all about that. It was the police in Michigan. I told them to help themselves.
Well, they have. And here are the papers.
Yeah.
I paid $500 to the railway clerk and $2,000 to that prohibition officer. He'd have stopped it going out of the yard.
He's worth it. We don't want no trouble.
Right. Then we'll start tracking it tomorrow. It's all the best stuff.
Yeah, but be careful, Angelo. That Judge Coulson gets that good champagne. Last time, he got apple juice and he raised Del. I don't want no trouble with them Supreme Court judges.
Maybe.
And if that's all, I'll play the organ again. Oh, yes, and Angelo.
Si?
Watch out for Mike Feeney's gang.
Ah, forget it. Mike Feeney would be like a cat on wheels now that Sean O'Donnell's got his. Sean was the brains of that outfit.
That's the worst thing that's ever been said about poor Mike Feeney.
Von O'Hara's a loud talker, ain't he?
O'Hara's Irish, and he's from New York, so he can't help being a loud talker.
As long as he don't talk about last night.
He won't.
He might talk to his woman. And he's got some swell woman. Ah, I'm a bonehead to talk about women.
Mm.
That's your trouble, boss. Why can't you keep your mind on business for a few years and then take a holiday? About this stuff for the judge.
She's really nice, eh, this O'Hara woman.
Yes, but what made me talk about her, I don't know. It is the first time since Min Li has been here.
Leave her out. Tell me about this girl. Is she soignée, huh?
What the hell that is, I don't know. All that I can tell you is that she's tough, but she's classy.
Beautiful mother.
Oh, God, why did I ever bring up this subject?
But O'Hara, that pig, how could he get a fine girl?
Listen, if you start wondering what girls see in guys, your mind is going right off your business.
Yeah.
Well, look who's here. Mm. Good morning, Con O'Hara.
Morning, Angelo. Morning, Mr. Pirelli.
Con O'Hara. Just the man I want to see.
Yeah, everyone wants to see me. They always do. And some more than others, see?
Yeah, well, that lets me out. I've got work to do. You haven't. I'll be next door if you want me, boss.
O'Hara,
yeah?
Have you read the papers this morning?
I don't take no notice of newspapers. Full of god-awful lies.
Well, here's the Tribune on the top page. See? Look.
Well?
Read it, O'Hara. Read it if you can read.
Sean O'Donnell, booze racketeer, dies at hands of gunmen. Dead gangster is Mike Feeney's chief aide. Put on the spot, Detective Commissioner Kelly thinks.
Put on the spot? Say that'll make Mike Feeney mad.
Yeah, go on reading. Last night at 12, Patrolman Ryan heard shots, and running in the direction, found the body of Sean O'Donnell. He had been shot. Oh, hell, wasn't I there?
Yes, I believe you were there. That is why it is also very interesting for me.
The kid gave him two shots, and I give him one. I don't waste no time, Tony. It was all over, and we was heading for Michigan Avenue before that bull was in sight.
That was fine. Yeah. And he was dead?
Was he dead? Listen, when I pull a rod in a guy, his front name's late.
And yet, he was alive when he was found.
How's that?
He was alive and taken to the Brothers Hospital here in Chicago and saw Mr. Kelly. Go on.
It was that college kid. I told you I didn't want to take him along. Say, that boy fell apart the minute he pulled his rod. I've never missed my man.
I see. He missed him, but you killed him. And that was why he was alive at 1 o'clock at the Brothers Hospital with Mr. Kelly saying, come clean for your old mother's sake.
You're kidding me?
You come to me from New York, a swell killer from the Five Pointers Gang. In New York, we do this. In New York, we do that. In Chicago, sweetheart. I send you out to do a little simple thing on what do you do?
The kid got me rattled.
Sure he got you rattled. You're a swell fella, eh? All brains, eh?
Well, O'Donnell's dead now.
Sure, everybody dies sometime. But when I mark a man, he is not to die of old age. See?
Now, listen, Mr.
That is all. Not annoyed, but... Mike Feeney will be calling. I've been expecting him all morning.
Oh, I'll answer it.
You? Oh, no, Harry. You're going to answer the call of one man and find yourself talking to another. Oh, well, oh, well. Yes?
Is that you, Pirelli?
Mr. Pirelli is not at home.
Now, listen here, Pirelli, you bloody son of a bitch, you Italian bastard, you Sicilian sod, you...
Don't use such language, miss. Mr. Michael Feeney, I may be all these things, and yet the lady at the Center Exchange might not like to hear you saying them.
Pirelli, look at
now, listen to me, I tell you.
Yeah, you tell me what you've done with Sean O'Donnell, you bastard. What has Sean O'Donnell ever done to you, you swine, that you and your mix should bump him off like that last night, you son of a bitch?
Listen, you silly Irish!
What did you call me then?
I'm trying to tell you, Mike, I don't know anything about Sean O'Donnell. In the Tribune, it says, you put him on the spot.
That's a bloody damn lie, Pirelli, and you know it. Sean O'Donnell was bumped off by your two killers.
Arcadine.
And one of them I bloody know was that son from New York, Con O'Hara. Do you hear me?
Poor
he was one of your killers, Con
O'Hara. Oh, my friend, you are like a German opera. I tell you, I do not know. I swear to you by my blessed mother of God. And I cross myself with a telephone. I do not know O'Hara. Con O'Hara, don't be silly.
Listen, Tony, tell him from me.
Shut up. Are you still there, Mike Feeney?
Yeah, I'm still here. And I'm telling you that Con O'Hara will pay for it.
Con O'Hara is too big a fool.
Hey.
I wouldn't trust him to kill a cat. He's one of those guys who shoots out his mouth, yeah. Now, listen to me, Mike. You and your bunch of micks have been muscling in on my territory. Yes, you have. Sean was the guy who shut up one of my speakeasies the other night and who hijacked the carload of liquor from the here yards.
Yeah, but Sean is dead. Look, I tell you what we do. I don't want no trouble. Let's meet and discuss our business.
Hmm?
Meet me at the corner of Michigan at 25th.
I meet you at the corner of Michigan at 25th, and where do I go from there? To the Undertaker's parlor. Say, you're not going to put me on the spot. Listen, Mike, I've an idea. Why don't you come here?
Listen, Tony, don't you trust that guy?
Shut up, O'Hara. Are you still there, Mike Feeney?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Good. So, you'll come here, but I'll meet you opposite the Tribune building and bring you back with me here.
Now, mind your step, Pirelli.
That's okay by me. There'll be a machine gun covering you.
Who says?
I'm saying that.
Don't you
want to
talk?
Sure, I want to talk, and we'll come back here, you and me, without rods.
Without rods. And the time? 11 o'clock.
Okay. 11 o'clock.
Now listen, Tony, I'm telling you something.
You want me, boss?
Yeah, I do. Listen to me.
Vado a incontrare McFeeney.
McFeeney? Ma dove?
Da faccia al Tribune Building alle 11 stamattina. Mi copri con la machine gun, va bene?
Say, I'm in his tour, eh? You don't need to reveal no one. You got a good guy.
Ma Tony, è troppo pericoloso per me.
Ascolta, ascolta.
Non ascolto più, io vado.
Nothing will happen to that money. I'll meet him, it will be very interesting.
I'm Carl O'Hara from New York, you know? Hey, Tony, you're not treating me square.
Hey, O'Hara.
Yeah, what is it, Angelo?
Want to see your woman?
Huh?
She's out in the hall here waiting for you.
Oh, I'll be right
your away. Woman? You have a woman, Carl?
Sure. Ain't I a human being?
Nice, huh?
Ain't you never met her, Tony?
No, I have not seen her. She's pretty, eh?
She's dandy. Say, Tony, I can't understand you running around with a chink.
I don't speak that language.
Listen, I'm not saying anything against Min Lee. She's a swell-looking kid.
Sure, but not so nice as yours, huh?
Well.
Bring her in.
You mean you'd like to meet her?
Sure.
Then I'll bring her. On the level, Tony.
Sure thing.
I know what you waps are.
Nice word, that, waps. I make plenty of money for you, Con. You're a swell fella, eh? Go on, fetch her now, huh?
Okay, Tony, I fetch her.
Con O'Hara, figlia di una puttana da New York.
Oh. I'll meet Mr. Pirelli, Maria.
I've heard a whole lot about you, Mr. Pirelli.
You have.
Sure. I'm always talking about him, ain't I, kid?
I'd like to know Mrs. Pirelli. She's a Chinese lady, isn't she?
Chinese lady. You hear that, Conowara? She didn't say chink, she said Chinese lady. Will you remember that, please?
No.
Yes. Mrs. Pirelli is 50-50 Chinese-American. Now, let me take your coat.
We'll step out now, if you're ready, Maria.
You like Chicago?
Oh, it certainly is a swell place.
Better than New York, eh? We have beautiful stores, good furs, sables, and chiffon exquisite. We will go shopping someday. Perhaps we shall see some sables. Huh?
Sables?
Yeah.
Say, what are you handing me? Con, your friend Mr. Pirelli is a swell kidder. Why, I've worn this fur of mine for 2 years.
That coat set me back $2,000.
$2,000? I pay that for the collar.
gee, look at the time. Come on, kid. We shan't make that appointment.
Okay.
I heard the buzzer. Did you ring, boss?
No, Angelo. You must have been the telephone.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes.
It was for you, O'Hara.
For me?
Wanted on the wire.
Well, can't you put it through here? Who is it?
Police department.
Huh?
Well, that's what they sounded like. Maybe Kelly knows you're here.
Kelly knows everything. Go on, O'Hara. Don't keep that policeman waiting. No. You stay here, Mrs. O'Hara. You see Chicago from my balcony.
Come on, Angelo. Show me the phone.
What do you think of my apartment?
Gee, ain't it a swell dump? Just like being in a church.
Does it remind you of the Doge's palace in Venice? Maria.
Hey, what? You've got a nerve. I've never seen you before.
You like this place. Where do you live?
We've got an apartment offstage.
Yeah, 4 rooms and a bath.
Well, that's good enough for me.
Nothing is good enough for you.
Oh, God, you got a nerve to kiss me like this. Con you what you did.
I would do it before his eyes. I would want to do nothing better.
Are you crazy? He'd kill you.
If he killed me, he would be crazy. Hey, you see this diamond on my finger, eh? Huh? Here, you have it.
Oh, I couldn't. Hey, ain't it just lovely?
Put it on. Go on. Put it on. Quick.
There.
Ooh.
Oh, Mama, that's swell.
Tonight I give a party. All of the best people will be here. You come, huh?
If Con comes.
Con? Oh, yeah. He'll come. And you'll sleep here. There are plenty of rooms, eh?
You ain't gonna talk to me like that. You've got a damn nerve.
Well, what's the idea? Hey, Qantas didn't want me at all. Hey, Maria. What's the matter with you?
Look what Mr. Pirelli gave me.
Oh. He gave you that, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I give her 2 more if I wish. She's your wife? That's why. He's a swell fella, your husband, Maria. Yes. I'll call you Maria. And you must call me Tony. And I can trust Con O'Hara. Nobody else, eh? He's a big shot, you, right?
That's all right by me, but...
Yeah?
There's a call for Mr. Pirelli.
Para me, put him through.
Maria, here.
Did
that guap get fresh with you? Try to kiss you or anything?
Oh, I know, Con. I'd like to see him start.
And that guy goes plumb crazy over a Skype, if it's the right kind. Not everyone's his kind. You ain't.
I should say not.
Oh, Min Lee. He's mad about her.
That is good news.
Hey, look, she's here. Maria, meet Mrs. Pirelli.
Glad to know you, Mrs. Pirelli.
You are very pretty. Very lovely.
Why, Mrs. Pirelli, if it comes to that, I've got nothing on you. I do admire your wife, Mr. Pirelli.
Ah, pretty, eh? Madame Butterfly, eh?
Is that so? Then I've heard about her.
Oh, don't be dumb, kid. Madame Butterfly is a dame in a book.
Madame Butterfly was Japanese.
Yeah.
It is Italian opera. Puccini. Tony will play on organ.
Maybe tonight. Maria, what do you think of Min Lee? Cute, eh? Show Maria your rings, honey.
There.
$20,000, that baby, huh?
Sure. It's wonderful.
Well, Maria and I will be stepping out now.
Oh, come, I want you. Go and get that boy, Jimmy McGarth. Tell him I want to see him. Your wife can stay here till you come back. Min Lee, you show Mrs. O'Hara the winter garden. That's where we have our parties.
Through this way.
Some other time, I guess. Mrs. O'Hara's got an appointment. Maria, snap into it now.
Oh, well, goodbye for now.
Arrivederci, Maria, and you will come to my party.
Oh, yes, I hope so, Tony.
She is lovely. Very lovely.
Eh? Yeah. She's so ill.
You going to the opera tonight, Tony?
Tonight is Gotterdammer, and I'd rather go to the zoo than hear of Agnes.
Maybe you will stay with me sometime tonight.
Huh?
I never see you. And I don't know where you go.
Oh, little darling. How often have I said to you, think if you must think. Speak if you must speak, but never let your thoughts and your tongue come together, silly little devil.
Yeah. No, that hurt.
And that? That hurt more?
You know.
Why don't you cry when I hurt you, you heathen?
You know what I am afraid of?
What every woman is afraid of. Another woman.
There is another woman.
To me, all women is another woman.
I get a little scared sometimes about you, Tony. When you go out, I never know if you will come back.
Either do I have.
That night they shot at you. I thought I'd die.
What is more important, I thought I would, but I didn't. And where is Camorra and Scalesi and clever Max Sweeney who shot me? All in hell. That is theologically accurate.
Tony, I have been thinking.
Huh?
Can't we get away from Chicago?
Sure, you can go by the 20th century. You have time to make the reservations.
I said we.
We? We is not me. You are just you, understand? Nothing but. You are like the beautiful Venetian furniture in this apartment. You are pretty, charming, and lovely to my eyes, but so are all the things in this palazzo room. They do not say, Tony Pirelli, take us back to Italy with you. Oh, lovely, darling. So stupid. You damn fool.
Tony! Who is coming to the party tonight?
You shall see them when they arrive. It will be a lovely party.
Will there be women?
I said it would be a lovely party.
Is she coming?
Who?
Mrs. O'Hara.
Sure.
Why can't she stay away? She has her own man.
Did you see the man?
Sure, I saw him.
Well, wouldn't you go to a party if he was your man?
Jimmy says
that... Jimmy? Ah, ha, ha, ha. Jimmy McGarth. You like the college boy. He's nice.
Yes, he's nice. He is like a little baby to me.
Yeah? You take him in your arms like a little baby, like this.
Why, Tony?
And you kiss him, eh?
No,
like this.
Tony, no.
Like a little baby, huh? Such things I have heard. Why do you look at me like that?
Listen, somebody is coming.
Huh? Why, hello, Jimmy boy.
Hello. And O'Hara, too. So you found Jimmy Boy for me?
Sure. Huh? I met him on the avenue. You said you wanted to see him.
And I want to talk to you, Tony.
Ah.
Good morning, Minley.
Run away, sweetheart. Me and Jimmy's got something to say to one another.
I want to see you, Jimmy, before you go.
She wants to see you. Take a seat, will you, Jimmy?
I guess I'll walk around.
Sure, that silky carpet sent me back $10,000, but what's the use if you don't walk on it?
The boy wants to have a little talk.
Sure, O'Hara, my ears are very good. I heard him say so quite well. Jimmy.
I made a damn fool of myself last night.
No, that was nothing, boy. You're a swell fella, don't you worry.
You see, I knew Sean O'Donnell. I rather liked him. Mm-hmm. And when I pulled my gun on him, well, he looked at me kind of hurt, you know, like killing a dog you're fond of.
I know just what you feel, kid. But it's nothing.
If Con hadn't been there, I guess I'd have got myself bumped off rather than do it.
But I fixed Sean O'Donnell good, Chief. I see the kid was...
Yeah. I listened to you, Con, plenty. In a minute. Yes, Jimmy.
Well, I haven't slept. I haven't seen Sean all night. His eyes. Look, I...
Oh, can it, Jimmy? You ain't yellow, are you? Jeez.
O'Hara, you are dumb. Be it. You're okay with me, Jimmy. Sure, I know how you feel. You're a college boy. All that raw stuff don't look good, but we gotta do it, Jimmy. I don't want no trouble. I'd work this booze racket without hurting a fly if they'd let me. There's no sense to it, Jimmy. Killing and killing. Who the hell wants to kill anybody? But they won't leave you be. You get all set and working fine and dandy and smooth and friendly and everything, and then one of them North Side guys, Mike Feeney's gang, comes muscling in, and you got to tell him. You got to tell him where he gets off.
Say, that's the strength of it, Jimmy. If yous hadn't bumped him, he'd have bumped you. I've wised you up to that, kid.
Con, I do not like guys who talk such a hell of a lot, especially when I'm talking. Jimmy, have you seen Mr. Kelly yet?
Worry about the cops. They don't mean a damn thing. Let me talk to Kelly.
He'll let you talk, and very soon O'Hara, listen. That's his car out there now. O'Hara, have you ever met the man?
Who, Kelly?
Uh-huh.
No, but listen, they're all alike, Chief.
Don't call me Chief, damn you, O'Hara. Listen, Jimmy, you got the brains. Get this and get it quick. Don't let this guy, Kelly, ball you up. Just say as little as you can.
He's going to ask me questions. He doesn't know it's me.
Not unless you tell him. Don't stand for his bluff.
I'll talk to him.
You will, eh? Con, you're a grand spieler. I like you. You're swell, but don't talk. And don't get fresh. This ain't New York. This is America. That's the warning. He's on his way up now. Shut it. Morning, Mr. Gay.
Morning to the three of you. Having a party?
A little early for a party, Chief.
I went to a party this morning. There was me and the coroner and Sean O'Donnell.
Oh.
Me and the coroner did all the talking.
Poor old Sean. When I read the papers and saw it gone, it spoiled my morning.
It spoiled his. Is this boy McGarth?
Mr. James McGarth of Harvard. A college man.
I know. Expelled me his first year for theft from another freshman. Is that right?
He seems to know it all.
He's making a fresh start, Chief.
If I ever laughed, I'd laugh. Fresh start? What's he doing? Painting lilies on bottles? That's not what you're doing as a kid.
Look.
It wasn't what you were doing last night.
I don't know what you're aiming at.
How long have you been in this racket?
Which racket?
Jimmy, it's okay. The Chief knows we're running booze. The state of Illinois never voted dry. He's been 3 months with me, Mr. Kelly. A nice boy.
Did you know Sean O'Donnell?
Yes, I've seen him.
Know he's dead?
Yes.
Know that he was chopped down last night by a grand American sportsman?
What?
I don't know what brothel his mother came from,
no.
But she bred on out now, bastard. Like mother, like son, huh?
What in hell have mothers got to do with it?
Mothers have a lot to do with it. I'd like to bet she's been through my hands. I ran the vice section for a year. Only a son of that kind of woman would shoot a man
my
down out of
God, if you...
Jimmy, why can't you take his little joke?
Pirelli, you're a big noise in this city. You've got juries in your pockets and judges eat out of your hands. But if you interfere with me, I'll make trouble for you.
Interfere, Chief? Why, I only...
I know. You've done what you wanted to do. You've given the boy time to take hold of himself. All right, kid. You just tell me something and come clean. Where were you last night?
At the theater.
Which theater?
Why, at the Blackstone.
What was the number of your seat?
Oh, say, how in hell can
you... O'Hara, keep your goddamn face shut till I speak to you. Go on, boy. What was the number of your seat?
Well, I don't know. I don't keep a check on numbers.
What was the play?
Well, I guess it was the Broadway Review. Yes, that's what it was.
Is that so? That happens to be the name of a picture.
Well, yes. That's what I saw, a picture.
At the Blackstone?
Well, I don't know Chicago very well. Maybe it was another theater.
Rialto.
It was the Rialto.
Oh, almost sounds like Blackstone, doesn't it? What time would you come out, Mr. McGarth?
Oh, say, have a
heart. Oh, how that?
What time would you leave the theater?
12, I guess.
Fine. There was no performance at the Rialto last night. The projector room blew up. Don't you guys ever read anything but funeral notices?
I don't know what theater it was.
Say, Chief, the kid's a stranger to Chicago.
Oh, and you're an old-timer, huh?
Well, no, I'm new on it, too. I'm from New York.
Never heard of the place. You could find your way about Chicago, though.
Sure. I take a taxi.
Did you take a taxi to Atlantic Avenue and 95th Street last night?
Me? I was in bed at 10.
You did, though, McGarth.
No.
You did, too.
No.
Listen, I saw Sean before he died and he blew the works. He said he was shot by you and Con O'Hara.
He died without speaking, I know.
Oh, you know, huh?
Sure, I know. Well, go on, why don't you arrest him?
You know why, too. When I get him to the station house, I'd find your tame lawyer there with a writ of habeas corpus. That's why I don't arrest him.
Don't answer any more of his questions, kid.
Oh, you come to life, O'Hara, have you?
Sure.
How long are you going to stay that way?
A pretty long time.
Yeah, we'll seem a long time to your wife.
Why, you son of a goddamn...
Get back, O'Hara.
Goddamn, you stick him up.
Oh, no, O'Hara, I've got you covered. Come on, give me your rod. You haven't got one, huh? Yeah, you thought you had one. But I'll keep you covered just the same. Though I think Mr. Pirelli has taken your gun in case you lost your temper.
I'm showing you the door, Mr. Kelly.
Pirelli, I hand it to you. You're clever. The day I hang you, I'm gonna get drunk. Oh, look at the time. You'll be late for your appointment, Pirelli. Don't keep Mike Feeney waiting.
Who told him that?
Angelo! Angelo!
Coming, boss.
Jimmy, get me Mike Feeney on the telephone, quick.
Okay, what's the number?
Loop 127-54.
The number, please, caller.
Loop 127-54. And make it quick, please, ma'am.
You want me, boss?
Yes, Angelo. You know I'm meeting Mike one block away. Did you arrange to get the place covered?
Sure, machine guns.
Hello.
Here's your call.
Ah, that's you, Mike.
You know damn well it's me. Say, what the hell do you mean keeping me waiting, you son of a Sicilian?
Go steady, Mike. The wires have been tapped. Kelly's been here. That's why I'm late.
But you're meeting me, like you said, and I come back to your place.
Okay, yeah. We'll come right back here. I'm bringing five.
Yeah, me too. And no shooting, see, you bastard son of an idiot.
Yeah, all right, Mike. All set, huh? Got the boys outside, Angelo?
Certo.
Fine. You come along, O'Hara, too.
I'm right behind you.
No, Jimmy. You stay here, huh?
Yeah.
I'll be back in 3 minutes. Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go over to chauffeur to the funeral store, huh?
Yes, they got it already. I phoned them, and the poetry is grand.
All right. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Why, Jimmy?
Hello, Minley.
What is the matter? Aren't you well?
I wish I were dead.
Oh, Jimmy. I told you to go away.
Go away, go away. Where?
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, I wish that you weren't in on this.
In what?
In this racket. Can't you get out? You've no business here.
My business is every woman's business, Jimmy. When you are in it, you're in it for life.
But doesn't it make a difference to you, these rackets and murders?
No. If Tony were a stockholder, it would be no different for me.
Minley, I wanted to ask you this. Did you go to college?
I went to Columbia.
University? Gee, how in the name of Mike did you get here?
Oh, well, you know, love, art, not knowing what to do about it. And here I am.
I'd give anything to get you out of here.
Get yourself out.
No.
Soon.
No. I can't. I'm in this for life.
Jimmy, I...
Yes?
Who killed that man last night?
I don't know.
Who killed him? Don't, Jimmy.
I did it. I tried to get drunk to do it. With every drink, I got more sober. I killed him. I killed him in cold blood. Well, I've got to pay. I know that. But I want to pay soon. I want it to come now. I want it to come now.
It will come very soon for you. And for me.
For you? Well, nobody would hurt you.
I am being hurt all the time.
By Pirelli? By me?
Oh, no.
I love you, Emily. There's nothing worthwhile but you.
I have nothing to give you. Nothing. I am waste. No good for anybody.
Look, couldn't we go away? Leave Chicago. Get across to Canada. Nobody could trace us.
A Chinese girl and a white boy? Oh, Jimmy, no. I have nothing to give. My body belongs here, to Tony. I want no other man. I have not enough to give him. I love him so.
Minley, other women have lived in this apartment.
I know.
And they've gone. You know where?
I know.
Aren't you afraid?
No.
My God.
If you stay, Tony will be good to you, I think.
I wouldn't stay a day if you went. I love you, Minley.
And I love only Tony.
My sweet. I heard what you said.
Oh, Mr. Pirelli, I...
Tony, Jimmy, no. You're not to feel damn foolish. It was nice, oh, so nice. Now, run away now, you two little babies. Take him to your apartment, my pretty flower.
Tony, I'm...
Shh. Go quickly, quickly. Nice. So nice.
Okay, you guys, pack your guns. That's the arrangement, isn't it, Pirelli?
Sure thing, Mike Feeney. Shut the door, huh? Now, lay your gun on the table, huh? Yes.
Here's mine.
And there's mine.
Where's Angelo?
I sent him down to Schoberg's, huh?
Ah, sure. Sure, that's a grand idea. Ah, you're a wonderful guy for thinking up notions. The boys will be pleased at that. Hey, what's that?
At the drawer where I keep my cigars, have one.
Ah, no, I don't smoke. It's bad for the eyes.
Now, see here, Mike. What I said over the wire goes. We're both making money for a few dollars, one way or the other. Why all this trouble?
Ain't that right?
Yes.
I've always said you have more under your hat than any college professor. But, Tony, I'm giving you this straight.
Huh?
I've got a pretty tough lot of hoodlums, and half the trouble is Sean O'Donnell.
Yeah, but listen.
I know, Sean didn't like you. He went after you, and I might have done the same. But I've a sister who married him. Well, you know what women are. She's out to get the birds that got her man, and my gang is with her.
Your sister is a very nice woman.
Not your kind, Pirelli. She never had no sex appeal for anybody except Sean, and that's the trouble.
What do you want me to do, huh?
We know the guys who got Sean. That kid McGarth and Con O'Hara. Now, one of my boys saw them smoking back to the city. The kid's yellow, too. I'm sorry for Con. I knew him in New York. But he's certainly a loud noise. Have you seen his woman?
Yes. Yes, I have seen his woman. What do you want me to do?
Put them both on the spot tonight. Eh? 11 o'clock at the corner of Michigan and 94th. I'll have a couple of boys there and that'll finish it.
I wouldn't do that to a yellow dog.
I respect you for it, but...
Those guys are certainly a lot of trouble to me.
Ah, there's yellow guys in every outfit. You remember Vincetti?
I knew him, yeah.
He was yellow. Tried to take a powder on you, didn't he?
He was talking of quitting.
He came to this apartment, was never seen no more, till they picked him up on Lake Shore.
I read about it.
Yellow guys are no good to you nor nobody.
I don't want no trouble. Okay. I'll put them both on the spot.
Ah, that's bully. Shake. What's that?
Come in. Ah, why, look. It's Angelo, back from Schoberg's. And look what he's carrying, eh? Huh? A beautiful, beautiful floral heart. Ain't Schoberg the swellest florist in Chicago? That is for Sean O'Donnell.
That's mighty thought. Gee, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I thought you would, Feeney. Lift the blackboarded card and read, Angelo. Angelo has a beautiful voice.
The angels heard the voice of Sean and said, another good man gone. Deeper sympathy from Antonio Perelli.
Ah, geez, that's lovely.
Angelo, shut the door.
I'm sorry to drag you away from all the boys and girls dancing in the winter garden, but there's work to do.
That's all right, boss. It's quieter here in your gold parlour and in the radiance of amber lamps. Quite like Venice.
Okay. Who's been at the hooch?
No, not too much, boss.
Good. Now, listen, Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sending Con O'Hara and Jimmy up on the west side.
Oh, yeah? Spotting him?
That O'Hara shooting off his mouth.
Yeah, he's better, Dom. He's only a big noise, but the kid...
Angelo, you saw him. He fell apart if Kelly ever gets him to headquarters.
Well, of course he fell apart. Didn't I tell you not to send him? He may have been useful, but no.
Shh. There's someone out on the balcony. Huh? See who it is.
Okay. Why, it's Min Lee. Hello, Min Lee. You've been listening, eh?
I only hear the sound of traffic from the balcony.
Go back to the dancing, Angelo. I'll call you when I want you.
Yes, boss, yes.
Min Lee, where have you been all the night?
In my room.
When I have a party, you go to your room? And it's Jimmy McGough being in your room, too?
Yes.
Oh, and I suppose you locked the door, eh?
Yes.
Ain't you got the nerve?
You told me to get him away from the party. Well, I got him away from the party.
Sure, I told you. But did I tell you to stay with him in your room and lock the door? Tell Jimmy I want him.
Are you going to do anything to Jimmy? It was my fault.
No. Jimmy's a nice fella. I'm fond of Jimmy. You go and tell him I want to see him, huh?
Yes. Very well, Tony.
Oh, Min Lee, I want to see Con O'Hara, too. Come here.
What is it, Tony?
Don't take any notice of me. I'm worried with business. Don't be, you know.
I know.
Oh, and Min Lee, you look after Mrs. O'Hara, eh? She's a swell woman, but, well, she's not in your street, Min Lee. If Con asks anything, say you're looking after her, eh?
You can't tell him that, Tony.
Go and get those boys. Why did you lock that door?
I didn't want anyone to come in.
Oh, was Jimmy crying or something?
No, he wasn't crying.
Not crying, eh? And what? Hello?
Is that you, Perelli?
Yes, Mike.
Look, your boys ain't appeared yet. Is there any change of plans or what? You come clean with me, Tony.
Don't start pushing me around, Mike. I said 11, it's quarter of now.
They'll never really make it at 10.
Yes, they can. Only don't start pushing me around, that's all, when I give my word.
Your goddamn word ain't worth much, I'm telling you.
All right.
You want me, Tony?
Yes, hello, Jimmy. Sorry I'm breaking the party here for you. Jimmy boy, you know Captain Struth, huh?
No, I've never met him.
Not the police captain?
No.
That's all right. We call him Lefty, and that's the name he'll be calling himself tonight at the corner of Michigan and 94th, 11 o'clock.
You want me to find him?
He'll find you, but don't let that scare you, eh?
All righty, boss. They told me you wanted to see me.
Yes, come. Do you know Lefty Struth, the police captain?
No, I don't know any of these guys. But believe me, I won't be here in Chicago long.
You take this packet, Jimmy. Put it in your pocket and be careful. Okay. There's $30,000 in that cover. I've got the cargo of liquor coming through the Erie Canal, but that's nothing to do with you, boy. You take that packet to the corner of Michigan and 94th. Right. Strood will drive up in his car around about 11. He'll say, Lefty, and that's all. Hand him the packet and get the right back. You ought to be back here, well, 11:15.
Hey, what's the idea of sending me? You don't want two of us to carry the packet, do
you? Two's not too many to look after $30,000, and I'm not trusting Mike Feeney further than I can throw him, and he knows. He knows the money's going forward tonight.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to call Mrs. O'Hara and drop her at my apartment on the way.
Drop Mrs. O'Hara at your apartment? What's the big idea? She's staying the night here, and you also. Hello. Here she is now, Maria. This husband of yours wants to spoil your party.
I'm taking you home now. I'm picking you up on my way back.
Hey, wait a minute. What the hell am I? Something you bought at Marshall Fields? Where are you going anyway, Connor?
That's one question you must never ask.
Hey, is Jimmy going with him? It ain't one of those stick-up jobs, is it?
No, don't talk such things.
I'll go alone. I guess I can look after myself.
Yeah, sure you can.
What's all this, huh? Do I ask you to pick and choose what you shall do and what you shall not do? Connor, are you so yellow that you are afraid to go with this boy, Jimmy?
No.
If there was any danger, should I send Jimmy, who is like my own brother?
All right. I'll get my coat. Come on, Jimmy. Now listen, Maria. Mrs. Pirelli is looking after you, kid. Understand?
Say, who's been telling you I want a chaperone?
You've said it. So long, Jimmy. Come back soon.
I'll do my best.
Oh, Jimmy. Come here.
Yes, Tony.
What you got there, huh?
What?
In the left-hand pocket of your waist.
Well, this is a silver cigarette case, my mother. Oh, well, somebody gave it to me.
Somebody nice, eh? You wear it over your heart.
Well... happen to be there.
Don't wear it there, Jimmy. It don't look good. Put it on your hip.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. It'll be in the way, won't it?
Shake it, Jimmy. We ain't got all that time.
Yes, coming.
Jimmy! Oh, Jimmy! Oh, you were going without saying goodbye, Jimmy.
I'll never say goodbye to you.
Think well of me.
Yeah.
Are you happy?
By God, I am. You don't know how happy.
Well, I'll be damned.
Hey, what's this?
He's gone. Goodbye, Jimmy.
Hey. Minley, do you hear me? Huh?
Yes. I hear you.
Huh?
You come up and dance with me, Tony. I will be the prettiest woman in the room. Jimmy told me so.
She locked the door, for God's sake.
She's got a sweetie.
Yeah.
I like that kid. Hey, where have those two men gone? Con and Jimmy McGarth. Mr. Tony Pirelli, are you dumb?
She'd be the prettiest woman in the room. Jimmy said so.
Are you going to dance or just talk to yourself all evening? How long will Con be away?
What's that? How long will... Just long enough, eh?
Oh, you're damn sure, aren't you?
No.
Come and shake a leg.
Don't go up there with all them bones.
You've got mean ideas about yourself, haven't you? Suppose somebody comes in, your wife... Come on and dance before Maria. I get another part.
Maria! Okay, boss, I see who it is.
Who is set the alarm going at this time of night, for goodness sakes?
Oh, it's you, Inspector Kelly.
Yeah, it's me. Where's Pirelli?
He just stepped out to see a friend.
He doesn't step out to see anybody without his armored car, and that hasn't left the garage.
If you must know, he's gone out to the winter garden with a dame, and that's the truth. You know what Tony is with a skirt. Help yourself to a drink, cheap, as you see plenty of champagne. I'll get him down.
Mike Feeney was around here today.
Yeah, Mike and us is like brothers.
Where's that boy McGarth?
He's around. Nice kid, that chief.
Find Pirelli. I want him.
Sure. I'll get him.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Kelly. I didn't know...
Oh, that's all right, Minley. Go on, fetch Pirelli, Angelo.
You'll find him dancing with Mrs. O'Hara.
That will be interesting.
All dressed up for the party, Minley?
Yes. Is it pretty?
It's grand. And I've never seen you looking so cheerful. Say, I dreamed about you the other night.
Oh, Mr. Kelly, I thought you dreamt only of presents and ropes and gunmen.
Well, you're on my mind, young woman. When are you leaving here?
Who told you I was leaving?
You're about due for a move. I've seen three girls sitting in this apartment and looking like $1 million, and I've seen them go.
I know. Poor girls.
Perhaps you know how your man got the money for all this.
Well, booze.
Yeah, and something else.
Yes, I know. I am not a child.
He's got three houses in Cicero and two at Burnham. 40 girls in each house. $2,000 profit every night. $2,000 a night out of women.
But I know this. Why do you tell me?
The head girl at the swell house is in bad with Pirelli. She's been snitching money. Somebody's going to take her place.
That doesn't mean anything to me now. You should have told me yesterday. Then I would have been sad. Today nothing will hurt me, nothing. What time is it?
11. Why?
11? Oh, that's nice.
What the mischief's wrong with you? Have you been drinking?
Yes. Don't talk for a little moment. Yes.
Why, Minley, you look like the Queen of China.
Kiss my hand. I am a queen this minute. For the first time in my life, queen of myself.
This is a grand ring you're wearing. I've seen it before. Every girl who has lived here has worn it.
Yes, I suppose so.
One day Pirelli will tell you that he wants it back, and you'll give it to him, and you'll never see it again.
I don't want it. What is it? It means nothing to me.
Someday he'll send you out to Cicero.
No.
To take charge of the big house where the swell fellas go.
No.
And then, after a year, you'll go down to the second house where they drink beer and bad hooch. And then, by and by, you'll have a room in the third house where there's no color bar.
No.
That's the road they went, Minley. All of them. But I can see a way out for you, kid.
Yes. So can I.
There's $100,000 unclaimed reward for the Vincetti murder. The money's deposited at the Union Bank. Tony Pirelli did that solo. You know it.
I thought you were going to be so interesting, but you aren't. You're just being a policeman. And I like you so much better when you're human.
You've nothing to be afraid of. None of the gangs would touch you. The only thing we hang them for in Chicago is killing a woman. Our juries may be yellow, but by God, they're sentimental. Look, I'll guarantee your safety if you'll tell me...
My friend Angelo's told me you want to see me, Chief.
That's right. And in the meantime, Min Lee has been entertaining me.
Ah, a runaway little Chinese sweetheart, huh? I'll see you presently.
Yes. Goodbye, Mr. Kelly. Shake hands.
Goodbye, Min Lee.
Hey, that's the first time I see you shake hands, Mr. Kelly, huh?
Maybe it's the first time I've met anybody in your apartment that I wanted to shake hands with. You're poison, all right, Pirelli. I've thought it for a long time, and now I know. Sit down.
Sit down in my own apartment?
My apartment at police headquarters is not so comfortable. The last 8 gangsters who sat down in my office are dead.
They should have stood up, huh? Oh, Mr. Kelly, you have a bad view of me, eh? If anything is wrong, find Tony Pirelli. If the mayor makes a bum speech, go find Tony. Vincetti disappears. Ah, search the apartment of poor Mr. Pirelli.
Vincetti, huh? He drew $300,000 from his bank. He came here and was never seen again.
Yeah, and you trailed him all day. He was with you all morning at headquarters squawking about his friends, the great big 100% squealer.
He came into this apartment.
And I kicked him out, huh? I don't want no trouble with them kind of yellow guys.
He came into this apartment and never left alive.
Say, Chief, that's all wrong. You was here. You was here 10 minutes after. Was there blood on the floor? Was there a body? Did anybody hear shooting?
Nobody would hear that. I know all about that silent pistol of yours. Grand for close quarter work.
I kill everybody. Tony Pirelli. If it wasn't for me, there'd be no newspapers. And if there was no Tony Pirelli, they'd invent one.
Well, Tony... What's the news tonight?
Nothing. Everything is quiet on the Western Front.
I thought you looked happy. You and Mike Feeney are all buddies now, huh?
Sure. sure. We've had our little misunderstandings.
Was Sean O'Donnell one of them?
I know nothing except that everything is fine now.
And what price are you going to pay for everything being fine now?
Mr. Kelly, you talk sometimes like a piece of German music which I cannot read or play.
Is somebody going to be put on the spot?
Good God, no. I wouldn't do that to a yellow dog. You believe me?
No, you goddamn bit of yellow dirt. I don't believe you. Answer it, Pirelli. I told them I'd be here. Or would you rather I picked it up?
I heard the telephone.
All right, I'll answer it. Yes.
Is that Mr. Pirelli?
Yes.
Police headquarters here.
Oh, police headquarters.
Is Mr. Cully there?
Yes, the chief is here.
Hello?
Is that Mr. Cully?
Yeah, Kelly speaking.
There's been a gang shooting.
When did it happen?
11 o'clock. One man dead.
Uh-huh. Know who he is?
Yeah. Jimmy McGuire.
The boy McGuire. Dead, is he?
Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy.
Where did it happen?
Corner of Michigan in 94.
Anybody else killed?
Nobody.
Only McGuire. You sure O'Hara wasn't with him?
No.
I've got a squad car downstairs. Don't touch the body till I get there. Pirelli, report at police headquarters at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Spoke to me, Tony Pirelli, as if I were a dog, huh?
I knew. As soon as I heard the phone, Jimmy, oh, Jimmy.
He's in hell.
He was in heaven tonight.
You're a fancy man, you're a lover, eh?
I love you, Tony. I didn't love him, but I gave him everything he wanted, everything.
Mm.
He knew he was going to his death. And he was glad.
You? Who told him that, eh?
I told him. He was glad. After he loved me, we prayed together.
He loved you, my woman.
His woman.
You. I'll get you.
Where is Con O'Hara?
Yeah, where is Con O'Hara?
I'm going to my room.
Go to hell, you damn chink woman. Go to hell. Angelo Verona, where is he? You should be here. And Kelly. Did he speak to you, huh?
Yes.
And you spoke to him. You told him something, eh? Two faces, you have six. You locked the door, eh? And you told Kelly.
No.
You're a liar, you small, dirty little beast. You know I had a lot on you, eh?
I know you killed Vincetti.
Oh, yes. You know.
You talked in your sleep.
I'll kill you.
You don't kill me. I'm not afraid. But Kelly said they hang you if you kill a woman in Chicago.
Yeah.
He wanted me to tell him the truth about Vincetti and take the reward. But I told him. I love you.
Oh, Angelo, is that you, huh?
Yes, boss, you rang?
You're swell, Mindy. All right, you can go.
I'll go and join the others. Are they dancing still?
Hey, what's wrong?
Send them women away, the whole party. They can go down the north elevator. Is Tommasino up there, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Who else?
Tony Romano, Jake French, Al Marlo.
Send them right away. They're to take machines and scorch the town and get Con O'Hara.
But...
He turned yellow and let that kid go by himself. They got Jimmy all right. Now listen, Angelo. Tell the men, no shooting around this block. You get that? Put a man downstairs to watch for Con and give me the signal if he comes here. I'll... fix him.
Okay. And you want all the women to go?
Yeah. Oh, no. O'Hara's woman stays here.
Do I go with the boys?
No, you stay also. When you got rid of the others, I shall want the couch in here. You understand, Angela?
I understand.
Yeah, and tell the boys there's a grand for the man who gets O'Hara, huh? We can do with a little less light, I think. Now... my gun. Silencer. Nice, quiet Italian moon in the sky outside.
Everybody's going home. This is certainly a party.
Ah, my dear Maria, you see, we are business people.
I'd like to meet a few drinking people. Why are they going home?
They are going home, but I wonder you, the way.
How long?
All night.
Without Con? Nothing else you'd like. I mean, don't miss something because you're too bashful to ask.
I want you to stay.
Something slipped. What is it?
Yes. There's been a terrible thing happen. Jimmy is killed. Oh, I love that boy.
Jimmy McGarth?
Yes.
Yeah, but he went out with Khan. They went together. Did somebody bump him?
Yeah, some of my cleanies gang.
Well, then what's happened to Khan? Ain't you got a tongue? I'm going to find out.
No, you're not.
Let me go, you dirty wop.
He's all right, I tell you. Khan got away. Kelly was here and got it from headquarters on the wire.
But where is Khan? Don't keep hold of me.
You want him back right now, do you? Huh. You wasn't feeling like that an hour ago, hey? Oh. He'll be out all night, I tell you. He's dodging the police. They think he killed Jimmy.
I'm going back home to wait.
You stay here.
Like hell, I will.
Yes.
No, Khan will kill you.
Are you staying, huh?
No. Yes. Yeah. Till Khan comes back.
You know your love? I showed it to you. Khan's over the Indiana line by now. He'll not come back tonight, huh?
Tony, nothing's happened to him.
Not a damn thing.
You sure?
Sure.
You've got a mean opinion of me, but I'm not so easy.
Sure you're not, Marie.
I'll be in my room when you want me.
Yeah. Angelo.
Okay, Tony? Yes. I've got the couch out here. Give me a hand and we'll get it in.
Yes. Does this couch remind you of someone, huh?
Vincent, you mean?
Yeah, that squealer last time we used it, eh?
But Khan won't come back here. Romano will get him anyway.
You fixed the alarm.
Yeah, the alarm's okay, but I'll just go check it once. But he won't come back. Who tipped him off?
The kid.
How come? Why, the kid was bumped. He didn't know or he wouldn't have been.
He knew.
Knew he was being put on the spot, yeah. And went to it?
Yeah. Don't ask me any more questions, Andrew.
Is that so? I'm not in on this. Who told this kid that he was being put on the spot?
Min Lee.
For the love of Mike!
She took him in a room, Angelo, you understand? While we were all here, she took him in a room and locked the door. By God, she shall know something about this.
I guess she knows enough to keep her mind occupied.
He's been sighted outside. Gee, I didn't think he'd come back. They ought to get him in the hall.
This block belongs to me. I built it. I want no scandal here.
He's inside.
You clear, Angelo.
Okay.
If I miss him, you'll get him through that door, huh?
Through this door?
Yes, but I want everything quiet.
Vini,
clear. But hold the door just a little open. Like that. Yeah.
Come out of those shadows, Tony Porelli. I got you covered.
Hello, Khan, you're back. Yeah. All the party's gone home.
One of the party's gonna stay right here, and that one is you, you double-crossing strup.
You drunk or something? Did Jimmy give the copper my letter?
Yeah, and he's dead. I watched it. I didn't believe that crazy kid that you was putting us on the spot, so I watched. And a car drove up, and they poked a machine gun on him. Then they waited a while, looking around for somebody else. Me.
I don't understand. I'm bewildered. You think I, Antonio Pirelli, put you on the spot?
Yeah.
My best man? And Jimmy, my best friend?
Where's my wife?
She has gone home.
Yeah? I think she's still here.
What, over there, you mean?
Where?
There. Don't soil my carpet, you bastard. Quickly, Angelo, quickly.
The couch is open, Tony.
In with you. Just once more to make sure that you're quite dead. Close the lid, Angelo. You know where to take that couch.
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Can I speak to Mr. Pirelli?
No, Mr. Pirelli's not in.
Well, I must speak to Mr. Tony Pirelli.
Who's that speaking?
Well, I'm from the Chicago Daily News.
Well, get the hell out of this.
Well, look, my editor said...
We've got nothing to tell newspapers. We don't know nothing, see? He ain't in. Oh. Now, who the hell's that at this time of the afternoon?
Oh, it's you, Maria. I thought we'd lost you. Come on in.
Was that Khan on the phone just now?
Not unless he's joined the staff of the Chicago Daily News.
But he hasn't been back?
No. Now, let me get on with these papers.
I've been sitting waiting at home for him since 9 o'clock this morning.
I guess he took the Limited last night. He was talking about going up to Detroit.
Oh, he didn't talk to me about Detroit. No message.
No. Oh, yes, they phoned up for you from police headquarters.
For me? What did they want?
They just said, is she there? And I said, what a question. And they didn't ask no more.
Oh, I wish I'd heard from Khan.
Now, listen, Mrs. O'Hara, I'm going to tell you something. Khan came back here in the middle of the night.
What? You saw him?
Uh-huh. And it was very, very awkward.
He came here? Did he ask where I was? Had he been home?
Well, no. I told him you were sleeping with Min Li. And that Tony was out looking for him. See?
He didn't want to come upstairs or anything?
I wouldn't have let him do that.
Oh, gee, Angelo. That's mighty swell of you.
Not at all.
I would have died.
Somebody would have died. But you don't look a dime to me.
Now, Angelo, on the level, where has he gone?
Well, I said Detroit. The Bulls was after him for a racket that happened in New York, see? They saw him on the street and he just ducked in time. Tell me, Maria, did you have a marvelous time last night, baby?
Oh, keep your paws to yourself, will you? Where is Mr. Pirelli?
We call him Tony around here. He's at police headquarters, been there all day, him and his lawyer. You'll like living here. It's the swellest apartment in Chicago. Or like Italy, really.
Oh, why, Mr. Pirelli, I haven't seen you since last night.
I've had one hell of a time at police headquarters since 9 till an hour ago.
Oh, poor boy, are you tired?
Tired.
Did Chief Kelly do the entertaining?
I'll tell you how that pig entertained me.
Shall I get the mayor on the line?
No, Angelo, get Supreme Court Judge Raminski and get him in either way.
Okay, okay.
I'm gonna make that damn cop eat out of my hand.
Supreme Court Judge Raminski, my...
He's the great white chief of Chicago politics.
Yes, he is, and I'm all in. They drove me here and they drove me there till I was dizzy. Police headquarters to City Hall, from the City Hall to police headquarters, from police headquarters to the morgue. Then, to the place where poor little Jimmy was found.
Tony, your call.
Is that Supreme Court Judge Raminski?
Yes, Raminski speaking.
This is Antonio Pirelli here.
Why, hello, Mr. Pirelli.
How say, what the hell do you mean letting Kelly push me all over the place? You're supposed to have a pull, ain't you, eh?
Like, sure, Mr. Pirelli.
Maybe I didn't give you 50 grand for the election fund, eh?
You did, Mr. Pirelli. You did, I know.
I know, you know. I know you'll talk to Kelly. You'll just talk to him.
But I am always talking to Kelly about
you're supposed to be the big noise at the City Hall. You're a grand dweller. You'll be, senator someday, you will. Yeah, you will, by God, you see, huh? You get Kelly fired first, though. That's what you do. I'll fix that guy, that damn cop.
Say, talking to a judge like that.
You ought to hear him talk to the president.
Don't be smart, Angelo. Get me a drink quickly.
As quick as I can, boss. You must be thirsty.
My beautiful girl. You miss me all the day, huh?
Do you still love me?
I thought of you all the time. All our happiness.
No, leave me be. I don't want that stuff now. I'm all nerves. Where's Khan?
Khan? Didn't Angelo tell you?
Yeah, he told me, but you didn't.
Could I know that I saw Angelo?
On the square?
Oh, I crossed my heart today. Maria, honey, listen. I've just remembered, Kelly maybe wanted to see you.
Kelly, the cop?
Yeah.
What does he want with me? I don't know a thing about your racket.
It's nothing, honey. Maybe he wants to talk to you about Jimmy. I mean, you met him.
I met a whole lot of people.
Or maybe he talked to you about Khan. But anyway, let him do the talking.
Why, if he thinks he can make me look foolish,
don't get mad at him. That's his speciality, making people mad. Oh, good, how he makes them mad. And that's when they talk.
Well, he'll be in jam before I'm through.
And don't get Khan O'Hara's complex for the love of Mike,
huh? What's that?
Boss, here, quick.
What is it, Angelo? Not Kelly.
No. Mike Feeney's outside. Can you see him?
Mike Feeney?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Right here.
With his gang?
No. I guess he left him outside.
Sean O'Donnell wouldn't have let him do that.
Sean had brains, not much, but some. What's he come here for?
Maria, I want to see a gentleman, huh?
Chewing me off. Oh, it's all right. I'm a businesswoman. Where'll I go?
Through there, in the salon, huh? Now, Angelo, cover all ways out in case of accidents. I've got to settle Mike Feeney sooner or later. Did you fix he got Bellini's for his birthday party? Eh?
Sure, he fell for the menu. There was Irish stew in it.
Grand. I've got a gun, yeah. Bring him in, Angelo.
This way, Mr. Feeney.
You can call me Mike. How are you, Mike?
Fine.
Have you got the Bible? Angelo.
Here it is, boss.
Open it on the table.
Ecco.
There's my gun, Mike. On the holy book. Now yours.
Hey, wait a minute. Is this Bible Italian or Irish?
100% American.
Last time I done this, I didn't get a square deal. The crooks who provided it left out the Ten Commandments.
They are all there. I paid $100 for this Bible at Leithby and Gothenstein.
Well, them guys are square dealers. They get me shirts there. There's me gone.
Okay. I'll be seeing you soon, Angela.
Sure thing, boss. Been to headquarters, haven't you, Pirelli?
Yeah, putting up a squawk on the high price of alcohol.
You mind if I look around your room just a little bit? What have you got behind this door?
Nobody that'll do you any harm.
And beyond out there?
Mostly women at the moment.
That's all. Nothing hidden in this organ?
Music, Mike, but you can't get at that. Oh, it's terrible to be so suspicious.
Well, I'm throwing a birthday party next week, and I'd like to be there.
Many happy returns.
Thanks, but I don't want no presents from you. Say, listen, Tony. You ducked one last night.
Not on your life. Con O'Hara did all the ducking.
My boys are sore about it. They say you tipped him off.
Wouldn't they say that? Why should I put him on the spot and tip him off, eh?
Now, what about Con O'Hara? Now, come clean, boy.
You needn't think about Con O'Hara. I took care of him.
So?
That's all. I don't allow no guys to do me dirt, and he did me dirt.
You took him for a ride. What the hell's that? Stick him up.
Mike, put your gun back on the Bible. Don't get excited.
Yeah, but what was that?
That is Mr. Kelly. The janitor sent me a signal at all.
Why is Kelly coming here?
To see Mrs. O'Hara. Why is Mrs. O'Hara here? Because she's my woman. Why is she my woman? Mind your own damn business.
Yeah, well. Well, I'm sorry.
You don't trust me, Mike. That's what hurts me.
Look, I don't want to see this guy, Kelly.
Do you suppose he don't know you're here? Go into the salon.
Went through here?
That's it. Mrs. O'Hara is the lady in there. Don't flirt, huh? Oh, and Mike.
Yeah?
You'll never know how you hurt my feelings.
Gee, don't take it to heart, Tony. I got a birthday next week.
Okay, Angelo. The chief can come in now.
The chief, Tony.
Come right in, chief.
I've seen you before today, haven't I?
We have met.
Oh, a Bible, eh? Have I interrupted family prayers?
No, we have just finished.
Why, Angelo, you're all spruced up.
Jeez, I hate to see you looking happy, chief. That's bad for somebody.
Is it, Angelo? Now, where is the beautiful lady?
She's in my salon.
Salon, winter garden. You guys certainly know how to live while you're living. Would you be kind enough to ask Mrs. O'Hara to see me?
There's a friend of mine in there with her.
I know, Mr. Michael Feeney. I'd love to meet him, too.
You want anything from him?
Yeah, his autograph. I'm collecting him. Fetch Mrs. O'Hara, Angelo.
Yes, I hate you cheerful, Mr. Kelly. I'd rather you'd come and push everybody around.
I'll push you around, all right. Now, Mr. Pirelli, we didn't tire you this morning at my headquarters or say anything to hurt your feelings or make you look undignified or anything. I'd have had some flowers on my table if I'd only thought of it.
That is very amusing.
It seems I've got to be polite to you, Mr. Antonio Pirelli. That's what he called you, my friend, Mr. Antonio Pirelli.
My friend? Who are you speaking about?
Supreme Court Judge Raminski came on the wire. He thought we hadn't treated you right.
I don't complain of nothing.
It sounded that way. We will get some cushions in for you the next time you come.
Here they are, Chief.
Why, look who's here. The lovely Mrs. O'Hara. And the not-quite-so-lovely Mike Feeney. Hello, Mike.
Good day, Mr. Kelly.
Oh, don't mister to me, Mike. I'm just a copper who's due for a jolt. May I be permitted to ask why you're endangering your life in this ecclesiastical brothel?
Nah, Tony and me's just good friends.
Oh, that's why the flags are flying on Michigan Boulevard.
As you want me, Chief?
Oh, I want you like hell, but I can't get you, Mike. Tony Pirelli here will get you. But by then you'll be no good to me. So you've lost poor Sean, eh?
Yeah.
Too bad. There's another bastard that'll never hang. And you've bumped off one of the men who did it, and Tony bumped the other.
How's that?
Now, now, Maria, don't take no notice of the chief. He's always pulling things like that.
You, Mike, got Jimmy McGarth, and Tony got Kanahara, hmm?
Well, that's a damn lie. Tony didn't go out all night.
You're in a position to certify that?
Yes, I am, Mr. Smarty. And if you want to know where my husband is, you better ask the New York bulls that chased him out of Chicago.
The New York police chased him? Why?
You know.
No detective from the New York Police Department is in the city. Besides, he wasn't wanted by the New York police. Who told you he was?
That's all.
I know who told you. The man who bumped him off.
It's a damn lie. Con O'Hara is in Detroit.
He's here in Chicago, in the Lakeside Marjorie. What? He was dumped on the beach sometime in the night. They found him 10 minutes before I left my room.
No. Oh, no, no. It's not true.
Angelo.
It's not true.
Take Mrs. O'Hara into the other room.
Come on, Maria.
Oh, leave me alone. I can go by myself.
So that's how it was. Well, that's...
All square, eh? All right, Mike Feeney, you can go.
Say, I know nothing about it, Chief.
Oh, you wouldn't. You know all about Jimmy McGarth, though.
I never met the man.
Never met him, eh? Oh, you're a big shot now. You got somebody else to do your killing. You'd better go, Mike, while the going's good.
Yeah, perhaps I will. I say, Chief, you wouldn't like to come to my birthday party, would you, at the Bellini restaurant? There'd be a swell crowd there. Judge Gritson, Judge Lazenhans, Supreme Court Judge Atchison.
No, thanks. I'm not studying law.
Yeah, well, I say goodbye to you.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah?
I wouldn't have my birthday party Bellini's if I were you.
Hey?
Well, that's all. Try someplace uptown, and then maybe you'll have another birthday.
Thank you, Chief.
Oh, don't thank me. I want to see you croaked lawful. Got a big interest in that restaurant, haven't you, Tony?
I may be dumb, but I ain't above learning.
Well, Tony, it's a waste of time asking you about Kanahara, I suppose. So I'll see his woman again.
Oh, Mr. Kelly.
Why, if it isn't little Minley. I was just saying I want to see Mrs. O'Hara again.
You can't see her, Mr. Kelly. She's like someone insane.
Oh, well.
Like someone insane, and you left her. Did you leave her there just by herself? Get a nurse from the hospital, a doctor or something. I'll go to her.
Well, that's the trouble with Tony Pirelli. He's got the heart of a child.
To you, Mr. Kelly, he can do nothing right. And to me, he can do nothing wrong.
If there's one thing he doesn't deserve, it's that. And you're still here, Minley, I see.
Yes.
I don't know whether I'm glad or sorry.
Be sorry today and glad tomorrow.
Come here, Minley. Now listen. When the patrolman got to Jimmy, he was just going, and Jimmy said two words. Minley.
Minley!
I thought I'd like to tell you that. And now I'll be on my way.
Oh, Mr. Kelly. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh,
you mustn't kiss my hand like that, kid.
An old Chinese custom.
Is it? Well, goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye, Mr. Kelly.
Oh, is that you, Minley, huh? Go quickly, get my poor Maria some wine, and tell Angelo to come here quickly, eh?
Yes, Tony, I fetch the wine, and I tell Angelo to come.
Oh, my dear, so sorrowful and so lovely.
Goddamn hoodlums to kill my car.
You shall have a swell funeral, Maria. I'll show Mike Feeney and his bums what a funeral is like. $20,000, I don't care how much I spend, Maria, and I play the organ myself. That's his funeral, huh?
You've got the dirty rat who bumped him, Tony.
Sure, there won't be no Mike Feeney in the next phone book.
Here is the wine for Maria.
Give it here. There, Maria, there. Drink that, huh?
Oh, this ain't champagne. It's Dago Red, ain't it?
You drink it, it'll do you good.
You want me, Tony?
Yes, Angelo. You fix poor Kanahara the swellest funeral ever. Spend money. Roses, lilies, orchids, everything.
He would pay us to grow our own flowers.
And the silver casket. Get it from Philadelphia. Better than Sean's. Much better.
He had angels on him.
Get better.
What the hell's better than angels?
Archangels. Do it at once.
Oh, God.
go.
Lee.
Yes, I know, Tony. Yeah? You must take her back to her room.
Ah, come with me, Maria, darling.
You get that feller, Tony. You sure. Get him good.
Sure.
You get the other dog who done
sure,
it.
Sure, I'll get him. Don't worry, baby. You leave that guy to me, honey.
I look like hell in black. Oh.
The way she's been missing Constance last night is something awful.
Oh, you don't know, Angelo. She may love him.
No, loving men is foolish, Minley, and she's anything but. It's a grand life.
What will you do? Where will you end, Angelo?
Me? I never think about it. I may be heading this gang one of these days if somebody don't bump me off. As it is, Minley, Tony was saying yesterday there's likely to be some changes at Cicero. There is a new manageress, a madam, going in.
Is there?
I hope he don't think up somebody I know for the job.
He'll find another woman.
I surely hope he picks the right woman.
He won't pick me.
I surely hope he won't, for everybody's sake.
Angelo, you wouldn't do anything if he...
I shouldn't do anything I was sorry for. We got the grand business, Minley. Well, we turn over millions of dollars, but there's too much skirt in it. And Tony is getting careless. Look. Look, he's even left his gun here on the table. And the Bible.
But you like Tony?
Sure. He's a swell fella. But he's got all wrong with Kelly. Kelly ain't so hard to get on with either.
You must trust me a lot to tell me this.
Yeah.
If Tony knew how you felt...
Tony would be dead before I could pull her out.
Oh, poor Maria. Poor, poor Maria.
Mother and child doing fine.
That is too fresh for me, Angelo. You're a swell fella, but there's a place for everybody in this outfit. Yes? Why didn't Maria drink this wine? Well, she had needed that.
What will Maria do?
She will stay here.
Well, hasn't she any friends?
Yes, me. She stays here. Angelo, I want to talk to Minley, if you don't mind.
But of course, Tony, I go.
And Angelo, I want Minley's car in front at 6.
I mean it.
He's too fresh, that fellow. One of these days. Come here, little Minley. I've just remembered something. Give me your hand.
There you are, Tony.
Swell ring, that, Minley. But it ain't up to the minute. I will get it reset for you. I know a guy at Tiffany's who would do it swell. You give it to me. I'll have it done right now.
Yes, Tony. There they are. All my rings.
You'll get them back, Minley. Don't you worry. I will make them sparkless, look like $1,000,000 while you're away.
While I am away?
Yes. For a little time. This has upset me, you know, but mostly what you told me about Jimmy. I love you too much. Eh? When you come back, I will forget.
Where am I going?
I will tell you. You want to help, Tony, don't you, my pretty? Eh? I have had a lot of trouble at Cicero. Those damn girls have been robbing me, so I've hired the girl at the big house, eh? She was no good.
You want me to go there and take her place? No.
For a little while. You're a swell manager, Minley. You would put everything Jake for me. You shall have a grand suite, better than the Blackstone. Servants, car, have your friends.
No.
Minley, I've been very good to you.
Yes.
Now, you will be a darling, and so good it is for Tony. Hey. So, I tell you what. I will play you something. What shall it be, eh?
Yes. Play to me, Tony. I want to write to my dressmaker.
Sure. You sit there and write. I will pay all the accounts. Put them on the table for Angelo, huh? You like this nice Italian aria, huh?
Shall I write on this piece of paper? Tony! Here's your gun. You must have left it here when... Tony? Oh, well.
When you finish writing, come here, Minley, and talk to me, huh?
Yes, Tony. Dear Tony, I am here. Beside you.
Do you think you'd better pack your trunk, huh? Oh, never mind. There is
Plenty of time, huh?
Yes. Yes, Tony. Plenty of time.
What's the matter, Minnie? You're not ill.
No. No. I just sit down a minute.
You look so white.
I've got a little headache. This will stop it.
Minnie! What do you do? Where'd you get my gun, Minnie? You damn fool! Minnie!
All right, Angelo, thank you.
What the... God almighty! Don't move, Pirelli. I've got you covered.
No, Kelly, I didn't kill her. I didn't. Suicide. There is a letter there on the table. She wrote it. Suicide. Don't be a damn fool. Suicide.
This letter?
Yes.
Goodbye, Tony. This is better than Cicero. God bless you.
You see, she wrote it while I was playing. I didn't know, you see. Huh?
Yes, I see. And now no one else will know. 20 men you've killed and got away with it. No. And now you're going to croak for something you never did.
No.
Jeez, that's funny. All right, men, take him away.
Sancta Maria.
That was On the Spot by Edgar Wallace. It was adapted for stereo by Raymond Rakes.